Jennifer Ford, Bridget O'Reilly, welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Thank you so much.
You two are, as your new project literally declares, in search of beauty. So how is this going to work?
We will be spending this year specifically and hopefully on into the future in search of beauty. And what we're looking for is who is beautiful. So who's contributing to their community in a very beautiful way? Who is a beautiful soul? What to see? What are the natural beauties that are surrounding you? And how to live? How are you living beautifully? Are you eating beautiful things? Are you seeing beautiful things in an art gallery? And we're looking to make that information that we find public so that we can fill up the space of the internet with beautiful images and beautiful people and experiences.
That sounds like a lovely idea. Bridget, how long has this grand plan been a grand plan?
I've known Jennifer for 2 years now, working for her at the gallery, and we've always made time to make short trips here and there, and those trips were just so reviving for us. Grand Rapids, Chicago, Miami, and New York, obviously those were so exciting, but even the trips to Warsaw or anywhere in the Midwest were just refreshing. So we started talking about what we love to do. I love to take pictures and edit and design, and Jennifer loves to write. So we always kind of wanted to start a blog. And then when Jennifer had told me that she had plans to make a big travel adventure this year, it kind of just hit me that I'm in my mid-20s. I don't really have many attachments. And now is the time to just go with this project and see where it takes us.
Okay, Jennifer, your 11-year-old son is joining your team. What's his role, his passion, as a matter of fact, in this?
Well, this year was a little bit tough. He became very aware of things that were happening in the news. He started looking on social media. And for both of us, it could be depressing at times. You know, there was not a lot of beauty that was being portrayed out there in the media. My major lesson for him was beauty is out there, but you do have to seek it. There are beautiful groups of people, beautiful things to see. There's beautiful information out there. And so that's when I decided I would be taking him out of school for 1 year. I would be homeschooling him, and we would take this adventure around the world together. And we're starting in Europe. He's really excited because he wants to do a video diary, so do a vlog, and really get to know people on an individual basis in each country and then document that experience. So he's going to be starting out with the video work.
That's mighty ambitious. And there are a couple of itineraries at play here. What are you going to be up to, Bridget?
Jennifer will be leaving at late July, and at that time, I will have taken a few trips around North America, but my international travel journey starts in early October, and it is much more unplanned, which is better that way, especially when it comes to saving money and having the opportunity to keep working remotely as a freelancer, and I have a few other jobs potentially lined up. Also, we might have some connections to work in a wine art gallery in southern France, so I've already met so many people who have helped me establish as much of a plan as I can.
Okay, this sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of work. So how will you juggle everything, including the publishing and the writing and the sharing and editing from the road?
I have some remote jobs as well. I teach at universities, and then I'm doing a few freelance projects. And of course, Jennifer Ford Art will be living on with my consulting and advisory group. Also, my son is going to be going to school. So my plan is that we both do our respective work until noon, and then we're free to explore after that. I'm trying to keep myself very structured so that I can make the most of this opportunity. I'm not great at remembering to take pictures or to edit or to write on a regular basis. So as long as I have that sort of schedule, I know that I'll be contributing regularly to this project. We really see this expanding to include as many people as possible, either as observers or contributors.
You will be following your followers' leads on just about any subject they pass your way.
Absolutely. That's correct. I would love to have suggestions. When you look at our itineraries page, I think I'm going to 35 countries within the next 2 or 3 months. So if there is someone that you know in that area that I absolutely have to meet that is spectacular and special and deserves to have a highlight on them, I would love to follow up on those.
That puts a wonderful interactive twist to this whole project.
Yes, and it's something we understand the value of and really think that it will connect us to endless amounts of beautiful individuals.
And even as an art medium, you are applying extreme creativity to these ways of communication.
Yeah, there are endless amounts of travel blogs. So we really tried to find a way that it wouldn't be another travel guide where you just, okay, here are some restaurants I need to go to. Of course, we want to include that, but we want to always stick to our mission, and our multi-generational perspective is something I haven't seen out there. It's exciting.
That's great. Okay, whole team picture. Are your mates supportive of this odyssey?
My mate is not a fan of travel, but he is a big fan of me. So he is.
And art.
Yes, and art. And so he'll be supporting me from afar. We really felt that it was important for him to come on the first leg of this journey. So he'll be coming with me to begin with for about 4 to 6 weeks. And we're really fortunate that he has the ability to do that. Elijah and I will be gone for the next 2.5-3 months. We will definitely come home for Christmas and Thanksgiving and then go back out on the road. So really, there will be a lot of great touch points throughout the year. He's going to join us in Southeast Asia in the spring for quite a long period of time as well. So this will be a family experience, albeit remotely, and a different family experience than most people have.
What about you, Bridget? I know your wonderful guy is a musician as well.
Noah really has not ever traveled outside of the country. So when I kind of hesitantly said, Noah, I think I'm going to do this. And he said, I'm totally on board. I was surprised that he was so excited. And I think as a creative individual, he needs that time to refuel on his inspiration. And I have no doubt that this trip will really inspire his music in a new way. His only thing was, I don't know how I'm going to ship my guitar. I'll probably have to get a new one when I get there. And I said, you know, if we run out of money, you could do some, busking? Buskering on the street. I'm really excited for him. And I'm also excited for him to find some work over there. We'll see what happens.
That all is just perfect. Now, you are well known for combining the business of art with the pleasure of business. What new pinnacles do you hope to reach in search of beauty?
Well, this really started out as a private project that was part of what's always been in my soul. And so it was very surprising to me when I started sharing my ideas of this project that other people have started talking to us about sponsorship opportunities. I've always been familiar with some of the business models of Instagrammers and bloggers and that sort of thing. And so that could be a great potential on down the line. In addition, Jennifer Ford Art Advising and Consulting Services will be very important on this. When I'm meeting artists, I'm always trying to make connections and always trying to talk about the artists that I know from here to collectors in other places, and also try to collect more artists that I can bring back to Fort Wayne as well. So those are the two aspects of my business that will keep on going. I'm very excited about those. And then just talking about the business aspect of the trip, we will be on a very strict budget of less than $100 a day. And in some places in San Francisco, that's much less than the living expense, you know, so that's exciting. But for us going on a teacher's salary and freelance salary, there are going to have to be some creative financing options that we have in there to be able to go to as many countries as we have on our list.
So, Bridget, it sounds truly like you two are already in the process of turning these giant balls of passion into one fine project, and it would be great to have it as a profession. How do you think that could happen?
I think that if we really focus on our branding and making sure every article that we write, every picture that we take is very careful and intentional. I think intentional is the word I really think about the most, because Jennifer and I are very passionate, feisty individuals, and we kind of just want to do things right away. So I think this blog is a great opportunity for us to slow down and really focus on what we're good at and share that with the world. I think if we do that, we'll be successful.
Great plan, strategy, if you will. You got this one.
We hope so.
You have a good point. There are many social media sources and many good avenues for finding cool things to do. In your minds and in your hearts, what are you going to convey beyond the surface of beauty?
I really think that this is going to be an opportunity for us to show how passionate we are about art and everything in the creative industry.
But what if people aren't as art-driven as you?
I think that everyone can relate to that sort of visceral experience where when you're doing something that you love, you have that really inexplicable feeling of, this is where I'm supposed to be. I really want us to convey that, to show the world how much we really believe in our mission.
So you're looking for beauty, not only all over the world, but in every little nook and cranny and corner of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for me to teach my son over this year that there are going to be a lot of travel circumstances. There are going to be some delays. There are going to be some setbacks. But if we are training ourselves to look for the positive, look for inspiration, and look for beauty, really, there isn't anything that can get us down too low.
And you really think that you can convey this? It's sort of a DIY for others.
Yeah. The thing I value most about working with Jennifer and knowing Jennifer is how transparent we are. And we're not saying this is all going to be butterflies. But I think if we're honest about our travels and our experiences, people will really feel the human in us. And if we remain honest with ourselves, it only really can be beautiful.
And may I say, I get the chance to experience beauty in my everyday life because of my art practice. However, yesterday I went to a funeral and my aunt's casket was bright pink and there were flowers on it. And the older generation that was attending the funeral broke out into an a cappella version of Amazing Grace right there by the service. And I think the most beautiful moments that we have as human beings are always going to be private. That was not a bring out your camera sort of moment. But if we can inspire people to say, wow, I'm finding beauty in the midst of this very tragic situation, then our lives will really be so much better for it. Again, this is an intentional practice, and it has to be starting in our lived experience, starting in our own community in the Midwest, and really branching outwards.
Good luck to you. What a good idea, and what a good way to go about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Well, you have lots of work to get back to, of course. So last question. What's the biggest, brightest, incredibly lasting thing you hope this will bring to your followers and yourselves?
I hope that they are inspired to find beauty in their everyday life. We also hope to really fuel the internet with more beautiful and inspiring images and less negativity.
I really want to empower people to think about what they're doing and are they happy and are they following their passion? Talking to people and getting them excited about what they love, they're that much more motivated to execute it or go through with it because you can always find excuses. Making people excited, getting excited, that's what living is really all about to me.
Jennifer Ford and Bridget O'Reilly are founders of In Search of Beauty. Jennifer, Bridget, safe travels, happy trails, and enjoy the hunt.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate being here with you.